The time is almost here. It is the Penhody Experience Foundation and the Penhody Outdoor Center kicking off Penhody Fest 2024. We are so excited about this. It's happening just around the corner. Kim Wright is here to talk to us all about it. Kim, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, so excited to have you here. It's right around the corner. It's happening September 27th through the 29th.
So close.
It's around the corner, like days away. What can people expect? This is not just for, we want to make this very clear up front. It's not just for hikers.
Oh, no.
It's for the entire community to come out and experience.
So the Penhody Trail is just very near and dear to us. And one of the things, as being a Silicaga trail town, we were asked to host an event or do something that paid respect to that relationship. And I'm kind of go big or go home.
Yeah.
And so I decided that it wasn't just good to have a little party. It was good to have an event. So 27th through the 29th, we're going to take over Noble Park in downtown Silicaga. We're going to camp. We're going to have food trucks, live music, workshops, incredible speakers, just an incredible event for Silicaga and everybody.
And so you're looking, the number projected on this is like 3,000?
Yeah, we had 3,000 last year. And so we're hoping that that's going to be a little bit higher this year.
That's a lot of people in our town.
That's a lot of people.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. And it's so much fun to, you know, people that drive by and see it from last year. They're like, we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. I want to share with everybody, this is what's going on, and we would love to have you.
Yeah, so this is going to be a three-day event. Again, it starts on September 27th. We're going to break it all down here in a little bit in terms of what you can experience. But you mentioned just for a moment, just a few minutes ago, about how this is for the entire community. Why? What's the genesis of why this is being done?
So a lot of people don't really understand that the Penhody Trail is a gem for our community. And we want everyone in our community to know what's happening when hikers come into town. And our hiking season is September through May. So you're going to start seeing hikers in town with backpacks and visiting our local businesses and our shops and our restaurants and the post office and the chamber and all things related to the Penhody. It's really a great opportunity for our community to support these hikers, to meet some incredible people. And it really focuses on how our community can give back to another community as well.
The people that you have coming to Noble Park and to the Silicaga area, where are they coming from?
Oh my gosh. So I went through my list today of all the people that have registered. I've got people from North Carolina, Montana, Utah, Oregon, Michigan, all over the U.S. We've got vendors and sponsors from all over the U.S. coming just for this three-day event.
That's incredible.
It's so much fun.
It really is. And, you know, the great thing about it is that they're talking about this when they go back, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're taking a piece of the Silicaga area with them, you know, whether it's in their memories, in their photos, maybe they're taking a piece of marble home with them. You never know. But, I mean, they're sharing this with other people and hopefully bringing more people back here in years to come. We're talking with Kim Wright from the Penhody Experience Foundation. Kim, what is something you are looking forward to the most for the Penhody Fest?
I love hanging out with the hikers.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to just get to know them a little bit better. People that we've served over the past 5 years in our Penhody Outdoor Center business come back for the weekend, and it's like a reunion. And in conjunction with all the music and the speakers, the people, it's just so much fun.
I love it.
So much fun.
We're going to break down everything that you need to know about the Penhody Fest coming up in just a little bit, plus more about the Penhody Trail in terms of the Outdoor Center, the Penhody Experience Foundation, and going to talk to you about your new book/journal. I know you're excited about this.
So excited.
It is hot.
So excited.
Hot off the press.
Hot.
We're going to talk about it all coming up in just a little bit. We're continuing the conversation about Penhody Fest happening in just a few days, September the 27th through the 29th. We're talking with Kim Wright from the Penhody Experience Foundation. Kim, the breakdown of what we can expect for the upcoming Penhody Fest 2024, it all kicks off on Friday.
Friday night, we kick off at 5 o'clock, but you're going to start seeing an influx of hikers coming in around 9 a.m. to get the best camping spots.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun to
first
see that.
First come, first serve.
And I've actually put out to them, come on in. I'm either going to push you to work, or you better go to Bluebell or downtown and visit some of our local shops. So that's exciting. I might be over at Bluebell by lunchtime. We'll see. So Friday at kickoff, we're going to start off with a drawing. prizes all weekend giveaway. Most of them hiking prizes, but really you can't go wrong with some of the prizes that are going to be given out, hundreds of dollars of gear.
That's awesome.
Then we'll start off with Jason with B3. He's kind of partial to him. He's my son, and he's got incredible music out now. And so we're excited about him starting us off. And then we're going to show a documentary called Safe and Found Friday Night. Just a quick synopsis of that.
Yeah.
Three hikers, three different scenarios of needing rescue.
Okay.
And some end well, some don't.
Yeah.
And it's really changed the way I hike, but also changed the way that people pack for day hikes, long hikes, et cetera. So super dear to my heart, a dear friend, Julie Gayhart and Austin DeFresne, the producers of it. They'll be here this weekend as well. Super great opportunity. And that's a great community event, because Safe and Found is not just for hikers. That's for everybody. Anytime you go somewhere, it's just a mental game when you're out there and what to do in an emergency. It just makes you think a little bit. So we're excited about that.
I was just going to say, you know, not to put any doom and gloom on this, but I mean, that type of feature at an event like this is, I think, something so important, because you hit the nail right on the head. What happens in a scenario that you don't expect to find yourself in, right? You think you may have prepared for things, you know, for all the things, and relatively it's going to be a safe experience, right? But in the event that something like that happens, you know, you just need to be prepared, know what to do.
Yeah, and that takes away a part of that panic, is if you're already prepared for what could happen.
Yeah.
You're not as panicked when it does happen.
Exactly.
And knowing, and that's one of our leave no trace principles, mm-hmm. is know ahead, plan ahead and be prepared. And that kind of goes into what's going to happen if.
Yes.
And you don't want to hike in fear, but be prepared for it. Whatever happens is there. So super excited about this. And then we'll actually have a panel on Saturday at 12:30 with the producers, as well as a person locally who was rescued from the trail, totally prepared for her hike, freak accident, had to be medevaced out.
Wow.
And then also we'll have some of our local Sylacauga Fire Department there who are on search and rescue training, and we'll be there to answer questions as well and talk about different things.
And that's on Saturday.
Saturday at 12:30. Yeah.
Okay, what else is happening on Saturday?
Saturday morning, 11:30, we'll be kicked off with a local band, Sons of Thunder. Super incredible group. Super excited about them being here. And then our panel, after the panel, we'll have live music throughout the day. Dave Chandler is going to be coming in. He was at our first festival 2 years ago, and back by popular demand, he was requested highly, so he's coming back this year. And then after he gets done, we're going to have a singer-songwriter around on the stage. So it's going to be Jason from Friday Night, Dave Chandler, and then Michaela Camp, who's also local, and they're going to be doing kind of just a round of music of stuff that they've written themselves.
That's awesome.
5:30, and we'll have giveaways all day, but 5:30, Yellow Dandies out of Birmingham, they're coming in to kick off our Saturday evening events. And Heather Anish Anderson is our keynote speaker, starting at 7:00.
Tell us a little bit about Heather and what we can expect from her, because I know she's somebody that you really appreciate.
Heather is a beast. She is a National Geographic Adventure of the Year, which is just pretty much encompasses everything.
Yeah.
Fastest known time record holder. She holds several records running trails. She is a peak bagger, which means that she's hiked many peaks over, I think, over 14,000 feet.
What an accomplishment. 14,000 feet. Think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm going to say 14,000, but I might be wrong.
But
anyway.
Either way, 14.
But it's a lot.
If it's 14,000 or 1,400, it's still a lot.
Might be 4,000. I'm just making numbers up. But no, she's incredible. So
she's hiked very high.
A lot. And she's done a lot. So one thing she's also done is she is a triple crowner, which is the Appalachian Trail, the Continental Divide Trail, and the Pacific Crest Trail.
Okay.
And that means that you've done all three trails, so you get a triple crown.
Okay, wow.
She is the second woman to ever complete that in one calendar year, which is
all three of them?
All three of them in one calendar year. So it took her about a year to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
But only the second female to do it, and she's just an incredible...
That's incredible.
...very inspirational woman, so we're very excited to have her come into town for this. And, of course, she's got all the... you know, YouTube and so it's just amazing. We're super excited to have her in Sylacauga.
That's really cool. And then Sunday, just breakfast, pack up and go.
It is. But one thing I'll say about hikers is when we leave Noble Park, you'll never know we were there.
Yeah.
By lunchtime Friday, you'll never know that we had an event there, except the trash cans will be full.
That's awesome.
So it's
because they're picking up, they're picking up behind themselves on the trail.
Yep.
They know how to keep a clean campsite.
Yep.
And you know, not attract animals and different things of that nature. Of course.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just one of the things. You know, our dear friend Randy Clark.
Yeah.
He said, "I'll come in and clean up after y'all." And he got there and called me. He's like, "Kim, there was nothing for me to do." I'm like, "Well, that's the way we want it."
Right.
I love it. So it's exciting. So a lot going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Where can people learn more about the Penhody Fest right now?
So if you go to penhodyexperience.org, click on the Penhody Fest link, you'll have a drop down. There's places to sign up to volunteer, places to get just information. There's a guidebook on there that tells you all the details of the weekend. All the details are under that link, Penhody Fest at penhodyexperience.org.
Perfect. You check it out. We're going to continue our conversation with Kim here coming up in just a few minutes about the Penhody business in general, the Outdoor Center, the Penhody Experience Foundation, and then also talking about her new book that is out. It's a journal for when you hike on the Penhody Trail. We'll talk all about it coming up. It's around the corner, September 27th through the 29th, Penhody Fest happening in Sylacauga. We're talking with Kim Wright from the Penhody Experience Foundation. Kim, I'm looking forward to this. It's my first one, and I can't wait for it. It's going
to
be a blast.
I can't wait for you to attend and see all the things going on.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. It all kicks off on Friday night, 5 p.m., with live music, a documentary, and then on Saturday, more live music, giveaways all weekend long, and, of course, a special speaker, Heather Anish Anderson. And of course, we're going to be there. Kix 100.3 is going to be there on Saturday morning. And so we're just looking forward to a good day, a good weekend.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. You have some people you want to thank.
I do. You know, we couldn't do a festival like this. Bootstrapping a festival is not always an easy thing to do. So I couldn't go without thanking a few of our partners in this, local partners, which is very exciting for us. We have Representative Ben Robbins. Couldn't do this without him. The Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, always thankful of their partnership. Amerabolt, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Two of our most important sponsors for this event is Chick-fil-A and La Costa, who will be feeding breakfast to our hikers. And Penhody Ridge Retreat, which is local Airbnb cabins up near the trail. Just incredible partnerships with all these local businesses, and we couldn't be more thankful for them.
It's great. You know, it really does take a village to make things go around, and so we are so excited about those partnerships and what they're able to do for our communities. I know that we experience a lot of those partnerships as well, and that's a great thing about being in a small town, right?
It is, yeah.
I mean, you have each other's back in so
many
different ways.
And the crazy thing is that these partners, they're not going to reap any benefit from that. They truly are community partners, because hikers aren't in Sylacauga all the time to reach out to those businesses. So these are true community partners, and that's very special to me.
What do you want people to know about the Penhody Experience Foundation and the Outdoor Center? For people who don't know, they're just completely unaware. It could be people who are living here, they've been here all their lives, and they don't know. What do you want to let people know about the Penhody Experience Foundation, the Outdoor Center?
So the Outdoor Center is basically our place for hikers to go and rest while they're hiking. It is a an open bunk room with six beds in it. We can sleep eight. We've got tent space for days. But people come in off the trail. They take a shower, wash their clothes, recuperate. I mean, we're at mile 25 of the trail. That first 25 miles is pretty rugged if you're not hiking for a while. We see a lot of blistered feet and sore muscles. So just a place for them to come in and relax and recuperate, and we'll get them back on trail. But we also do so much more. We plan hikes. We shuttle. We do shuttle services to and from the trail. We've got great managers there now that help just manage everyday life of cleaning up after hikers when they go back on trail, resetting the hostel, shuttle drivers. It's an incredible opportunity for us to serve hikers. And that's where we drive all of our business from, is just that service.
What does the Penhody Experience Foundation do?
So the Penhody Experience Foundation was created as an education arm of the Outdoor Center. And what we do is we're trying to teach people all of the things they need to know about trails. So we do backpacking classes. We're Leave No Trace certified trainers. So we're one of the things that we do is we teach people about the seven principles of Leave No Trace. That's a safety, and it's not just a cleanup effort. It's all encompassing about planning your trail. We're working on some search and rescue stuff, and we've talked a little bit about that, but that's something very important to me. But it's an education arm of the Penhody Outdoor Center for us to be able to teach people different things about the trail and the community.
I'm looking at the website, penhodyexperience.org. And what's great about this is that there's really everything that you need to know is on this website. You know, whether you are a novice hiker, a professional hiker, just a community citizen that wants to know more, you can go to penhodyexperience.org and check out all you need to know, everything about what it is that the Penhody Experience Foundation has to offer, the Penhody Fest, the Outdoor Center. This is really something that I have grown to be more aware of over the course of just, you know, us knowing each other and working together. This is a diamond in the rough in so many different ways, especially what you and Nathan, your husband, have done with this. What does that partnership look like with you and Nathan working on something that really means something so near and dear to you, knowing that you're giving back to not only your community, but also to thousands of other people that come here?
Yeah, so that means a lot. And and our payoff in all of that is seeing all these people come back for a festival. Mm-hmm. Just knowing the community. And when we go on Facebook and someone asks a question, there's something very humbling when you hear the first five answers to say, reach out to the Penhody Outdoor Center. Mm-hmm. That's very humbling for us because that means that we're doing something right, that we're seeing people are seeing value in our service to them. And so that's very important for us to be able to just give that back to the hiking community.
Do you think that there is something that you and Nathan have learned along the way while working with each other that you didn't know about each other beforehand, that you said, oh, I never knew this about each other, like, I'm so glad that this is the case? Or, we need to go a different direction on things.
That's tough. That's the one thing I'll say that Nathan and I have learned about this is doing a lot of podcasts, doing a lot of shows like that. We do feed off of each other a lot.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
He's very, very knowledgeable about the trail, where I'm more of the people person, so I can do a lot of the planning and stuff like that. But if you have a trail question, he is the go-to person for that. He's just so smart.
How long is the Penhody Trail?
351 miles.
And it goes from where to where?
It starts in Wegufka, Alabama at Flag Mountain, mm-hmm. and it goes to Dyer Gap in near Ellijay, Georgia, so North Georgia.
Okay. So when you're looking at the website here that I was just looking at here, and if you noticed a minute ago, I was a little distracted because you caught me off guard. You stopped talking, and then I was like, I wasn't ready. I'm looking here at this when you on the resources page, and you have section 1 through 13, and you're looking mm-hmm. at all the, what does this mean? I mean, there's a lot of information here, and obviously I would not expect to know what it means, but you have a lot of trailhead information, items of like, you know, where there's, you know, reliable sources of water and different mm-hmm. things of that nature. Explain the reasoning behind all of this and why you have this as an educational resource.
So one of the things about that resource page is, I'll be completely transparent, it's out of date.
Okay.
That information was taken from our dear friend Solo's website, the Penhody Trail Alliance page.
Okay.
And it's our way to honor him.
Okay.
He has not been well, and that website has kind of gone by the wayside. So we're trying to honor him by just including that information on our website. What I'm doing is going through when I have just a few spare minutes and updating each of those sections, which is why I wrote the guidebook, is to make sure that great information is out there.
Yeah. And the guidebook we're going to be talking about here in our next segment, it's a wealth of information, of course. And I believe, you know, if I know anything about you and Nathan, and it's a community here, you can't go on the 300 and plus mile trail on your own. You have to rely on the hikers that are there to be able to help update some of this information.
Right. And part of that, too, is not just the hiking community. It is the communities along the Penhody Trail.
Sure.
And one of the things that I'm a strong believer in is there's not enough resources for hikers.
Yeah.
And we serve this south end of the trail. We serve hikers all the way up the trail by showing them who's in that area that can serve them best. And so we've got different hostels that are opening up along the trail just by need. There's people are finding that there's a need for a hostel in this area, and it's a great partnership resource for us. It's not competition, it's partnership. It's we can't serve hikers alone. And so by making relationships with all these different businesses, different communities, different chambers of commerce along the trail, it just really provides the best resources for hikers. And we hear it time and time again of hikers of Southern hospitality. That's the bottom line. You can't do better than Southern hospitality in Alabama and Georgia.
Well, you're doing a great job at the Pinhoti Experience Foundation and the Outdoor Center. We're going to break all this down even more in the Pinhoti Trail Hiking Journal, written by Kim Wright, coming up in just a few minutes. It's not every day that you get to write a book and publish it. And our friend Kim Wright at the Pinhoti Experience Foundation has done just that. Kim, good morning.
It's good to be here. I get tickled because it's just like a bucket list thing. It's one of those things that I'm like, when you say publish and write a book, I'm just like, I really did do that. Crazy to me.
It's fascinating. I mean, to see your hard work. And I'm speaking like I've done this before, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I can imagine the work that goes into something like this. You can feel it, touch it, smell it. I mean, it's like here.
Yeah.
You're here obviously talking about and promoting the Pinhoti Fest. It's happening September the 27th through the 29th, just a few days away. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Kicks off Friday night, 5:00. You can check out all the information online at pinhotiexperience.org. But for right now, we want to focus on this journal, My Pinhoti Trail Hiking Journal. It's written by you, Crew Hiker. What does that mean?
So Crew Hiker is a trail name.
Okay.
Most people get a trail name, either you give it to yourself because it's something special about you, or you're given a trail name. Sometimes that's not always the best way to get a trail name.
Well, how did you get yours?
Mine is actually given to me by a friend of ours that when Nathan would do a lot of his long distance hikes, I always support him and we'll go and do sections and I'll drop him off in the morning and he'll do section hikes and then I'll have everything ready for him at the end of the day. I'll go in and hike with him a little bit, meet him, and then walk out. So I'm not doing the whole amount of the trail, but still getting some hiking miles in. And one of our friends said, well, you're not a through hiker, you're a crew hiker. So that's where that came from.
I love that. I love the quote on the very first page. If you can find a path with no obstacles, it probably doesn't lead anywhere, from Frank A. Clark. Why was that your first quote that you decided to go with?
I think that every person has a story, and every step on the Pinhoti Trail tells a story. And the reason I wrote a journal instead of a guidebook is because your story is important. This is when you take a hike like that, 351 miles to 5,000 miles, it doesn't matter. It's your story and it's important to be told. And so I wrote the journal as a way for you to plan your hike, but also to share your story with future generations, with family who may not understand why it's important to you.
So to keep you kind of mentioned this just a second ago, there's a lot of blank space in this book.
Absolutely.
Because you want people to journal their thoughts. Yes. You want them to share their memories, what they learned along the way. And broken up on many of these pages is information in terms of the sections of the trail, what they need to know, vital information, and for them to fill in some blanks on as well. But also just, you know, the ability for, I think, you to live vicariously through them, to know that they are journaling and writing down and keeping memories of things that you would have done as well. Right. I mean, there's a reason behind that.
Yeah. And it's great. I love the idea of being able to pick the book up and say, and I've actually used it now when people call in and ask about the trail. Mm-hmm. And what I do is a reference, use the book as a reference, but also to say, these people are asking a lot of questions. So edition 2 will come out with these updated questions or updated details about the trail. So it's an opportunity for me to get more information about the trail, but also just a great way to connect to the trails. And I want people to understand that guidebooks are incredible and they take a lot of work to write, but a journal is your story and your story is important. And so that's really important to me for you to be able to say, this is your story. This is your legacy.
It is a story worth telling. Those are the words on the back of the book.
Yep.
So, I mean, that makes perfect sense. Where can people find this book, this journal from you, My Pinhoti Trail Hiking Journal?
So you can order it online at thepinhotiexperience.org under the shop tab, or we'll have copies. I'll be signing copies at the festival. So weird to say.
That's great. That's
it's
awesome.
It's so weird, but I'll be signing copies at the festival.
That's cool. You look like a celebrity, Kim.
No, this is great. It's funny, but it was something that was dear to my heart. The information needed to be out there.
Yeah.
And it's got all the trail information. And one of the things I did, if I can talk about it for just a minute.
Absolutely.
It's interactive. So in the book, you'll see on each of the Trail Town pages, each of our pages in the back with all the data, there's a QR code that links you to something else.
I saw that,
And the reason I did that was because towns change, things change in town, and my book will still be up to date. So the QR code, just for example, the Silicaga Chamber of Commerce page. Mm-hmm. That goes to all things Silicaga. That goes to the Chamber of Commerce page that links to the places to eat and stay and play. Well, if a business closes down, my book would have been out of date.
Yeah.
But because they update their website, now that information is still accurate.
Great idea. Great idea to be able to make that make that up to date for sure. Yeah, that's incredible. So you can check it out at PinhotiExperience.org. And also get Kim to sign your copy.
Saturday at the festival.
When you see her on, September the 28th. Yeah. I mean, why not? Kim, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for talking to us about all things Pinhoti Fest, Pinhoti Outdoor, Pinhoti Experience Foundation. You have been a wealth of knowledge, and looking forward to the Pinhoti Fest happening September the 27th through the 29th. You can check it all out more at PinhotiExperience.org.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you all there.